Hello and welcome back to the Drive the Green podcast. We are hitting episode number 24 today. We're going to do a little Bridgestone recap. It's PGA Championship week, so we're into the previews yet again. We're going to do some more headlines and then get into the picks segment. But for the most part, PGA preview week. I'm your host, Matty B, joined alongside Bronell and Harf for yet another week. Before we get started, just wanted to say thanks to the yet again Player Golf for sponsoring the pod. PLYRGolf.com. Use the promo code DriveTheGreen for 15% off your order. Well, JT kind of wins a bit of a snoozer final round. Bridgestone, a little sentimental. Had Gam there.
I guess
for the win.
Yeah, that was pretty nice, I guess.
Are those grandparents on their deathbed? Because it sure sounded like it. Like he's
I
like,
think I that was the emotional win.
Yeah. I don't know if they'll ever get to see me win and da-da-da-da-da. It's amazing to have them here. Like, made them sound like they're...
Yeah.
Well, they're
working it today.
They're quite the historical golf family,
yeah.
Aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. So then they had the big picture afterwards with Grandma and Grandpa on the green. And
like Grandpa used to walk 4 miles to the course or something like that,
yeah.
I heard.
That makes them historical?
I don't know.
If we're talking...
Didn't they all have to walk 4 miles yeah. to everywhere back
uphills,
then?
Uphills. Yeah. In a blizzard. Yeah. If we're talking JT, we got to talk of Saturday pants.
Oh, man.
Like, I don't know if you got those, like, if those were dailies or something. Like, they were baggy.
I didn't care for the shirt either on Saturday.
But, like, the shirt was, like, tight. Not tight, but, like, form-fitted.
You looked like MC Hammer.
And then those pants were just, like, I don't know. Maybe he's got scrawny little legs, but they were baggy. And luckily, it wasn't
windy. That's my secret. I wear baggy pants, so... Because those tight pants just don't work for me because then people can see how skinny my legs are. That'd be a little bit baggy.
Not a calf to be found. Hey?
Not a calf, yeah. Yeah. We actually, it's funny you mentioned that. We had a, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it off air. It was a pretty good argument about trading an inch of calf for an inch somewhere else. So, and I was talking about I'd rather lose an inch somewhere to gain an inch on the calves. Do the opposite. But like I said, off here, that's an off air conversation. But yeah, it was a very low stress final round for him.
Well, Rory just kind of went nowhere, and then
DJ
could do anything on the back nine.
Well, yeah,
that. DJ went on an insane run to get to three back though, and then he started parring. So like,
yeah.
Very low stress for JT.
I think
which kind of stunk for the tournament because unbelievable field. Everyone's geared up to watch an unbelievable final round. And I sat down. I was like, yes, I finally get to watch a full final round for the first time in a little while here.
Mm-hmm.
And after like 9 holes, it was like, well, I got to sit here and watch the last 9.
Like
he was up by 6 shots.
Stanley got within 2, I think, for a little while, maybe 3. But
it never
late,
really felt,
it wasn't.
Never really felt like,
was,
no.
like
he was going to lose.
No.
JT.
Well, because he just kept making pars.
Well, every time they showed someone who wasn't JT, it was like a punch out or like a big hook around the trees to get back into the fairway.
Phenomenal tournament if he wasn't in it.
Yeah, nobody was making birdies on Sunday other than DJ.
Yeah, there was just...
And then he quit on the back nine. But
yeah, what was he? 6, 7 under through 10?
29 on the front.
And then he birdied 10, I think.
Yeah,
29,
I think.
29, 6 under, and then he birdied 10.
And
then he went
18.
Parred out until 18,
shot
63 or whatever.
64,
yeah.
Yeah, he was. They were saying it's pretty disappointing. 64. You don't see that too often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did actually miss quite a few putts.
Well,
for birdie.
Blame
the
announcers
back.
For saying that he's got 59 in his sights at some point there at like hole 11. They said that I think. So.
Yeah. The auto jinx. It's a real thing.
The no hitter, type jinx. Yeah.
There's an argument about that though that. Obviously, from an announcer's perspective, it's your job to announce the game. So you have to say it. You have to say what's going on here because then the people will actually be tuning in for the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we got a no-hitter in the sixth. People are going to watch the seventh and eighth. They're glued to it. We got a 59 watch. They're glued to it. Like, stop saying that's a jinx. And even when you do it at home, it's like, oh, I jinxed it. Like my DraftKings team, for instance.
But it doesn't work when you want a jinx like Patrick Reed in the Masters.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work.
Oh, I tried every jinx in the book for that.
Yeah,
you busted out the dolls.
I was like hexing the screen with my hands. Like,
yeah. But it was an okay tournament. Like when you look at the leaderboard, it's filled with a lot of good players.
Well, Tiger had an entertaining Sunday.
Yeah. How did he ever?
Doubles, bogeys, birdies.
I think his
three pars somewhere.
Yeah, we're not going to ring the bell on a fact check here, but he did not have a par on the back until, I think, 17. It was like birdie, yeah, double, bogey, triple, yeah, double.
Plus, Phil was playing right behind him, just probably licking his chops for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And he was like birdieing the par threes and bogeying par fives.
Yeah, it was really odd. Weird. He had a really odd round. But
Lots of people did.
Yeah, he was... I mean, he's there. He's trying new things. We'll see what happens this week.
Like, that day in Poulter Group was just terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dave played the... He got almost... What was he? Two shots back, too?
Yeah.
And then he played... He went from 12 under on 14, and he finished 7 under.
Yeah, so, I think he birdied 10, 11, and 12.
Yeah. 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 I think he went 5 over in his last 6 holes or something like that. 5 over and 5 holes, because then there was a double in there. A double and a par. Like just complete collapse.
And Rory, what, made 2 birdies on Sunday?
Yeah. He was all over the map. Like, yeah. Second shots that are like a fairway over.
Well, he hit that one drive 420 on that par 5.
Yeah.
And he just blew his second shot.
Yeah, where did he go?
It wasn't that.
Driver?
It wasn't that.
7 iron.
Yeah, driver 7 iron. Driver 7 iron on 650 yard hole or something like that? Yeah.
He was pin high.
Yes. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Pin high, the whole argument. We forgot to talk about our weekend. Had a chance to go up to Saskatoon here for our annual Elite Eight tournament. 4-8 of us go up there, 4 groups. Four groups of two. We went to the Willows this week. Stay tuned for our course recap that we did while we were up there. Course review, sorry.
Yep.
27 holes, 9 of each. Own ball, alternate shot, and
scramble.
It was awesome. So folks can check that out. None of the three of us won, and that's as far as we'll go with that.
Yep.
Sorry to the winners out there. If you listen to the pod, you're not getting any recognition, but...
Fuck the Leafs is all I have to say.
Yeah, that's... I mean, Finau, another top 10. Just picking out some other notable things that happened this weekend.
Yeah, like his record in WGC events and majors this year. Unreal.
The new Ricky.
Yeah. Just always the bridesmaid. Yeah.
Yeah. But he's like, his record's good. Like, he's got a bunch of like top 10s, top 20s in those tournaments, but no like top 3s.
Yeah. Ricky was what, top 5 in every major that year?
Yeah.
That one year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not quite there. Ricky was up there this week on Saturday, and then Sunday he stunk.
I just want the guy to win one already. Me too. Stop talking about him. Not having one.
And like, cause when you scroll through PGA Tour's Instagram story, and it's always like, is this the week Rick, he gets his major?
And then,
and then golf, Monday, it's like, it wasn't.
Yeah.
What's the...
No.
What is it, Golf Weekly or Golf Digest or something that just like hounds him?
Yeah, it was Golf Digest, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And
makes those memes of him.
Yeah, we talked about it. Ricky clapped back the one time.
Yeah.
But I mean, get off of it, but...
Yeah.
I mean, we'll get up to leading once PGA is done here, and we'll go through a recap app next week. But we'll be talking Ryder Cup here a lot more, rolling up to it. And I think Finau's in the mix, if not already on that team.
Would you guys,
listeners out there, should be putting money on Finau? He's got good odds right now.
Yeah. To make the team.
Yeah. Like, you can make some money off him, and he's making it for sure. There's only 3 guys guaranteed so far.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think of that course, Firestone? I guess last year there.
I thought it was awesome.
I like that course.
I thought it looked good.
It's hard, but like, you're not losing balls.
It doesn't have those, you know, roll-off areas off the greens like most of the courses have now. It's just like thick grass all the way around.
Yeah,
the bunkers.
I kind of
like that better than
where it just
rolls down and you gotta, I don't know.
They had the false fronts, but they didn't have anything deep.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of shots that guys were going deep and it'd roll, and rather than rolling it, like you say, all the way down, it just got hung up in like the second cut.
Yeah.
But that rough was awfully thick too.
Oh,
yeah. That's what I mean. Because the only shot I watched pretty much all of Sunday was Day's chip on 2, I think. 2 was the gettable par 5. Chipped it up and it rolled all the way back down past where he was chipping from. And that was like the only time I saw one kind of roll off, but...
There should be kind of a mix of some holes with the long stuff and some holes with the roll-offs. Because, I mean, if you guys are hitting the exact same chips all week,
yeah,
it's going to be a lot easier.
I just like that they could like let it fly and then still have a punch out.
Yeah.
Like, be a little bit
just
errant.
the old tall big trees, not a full bush or really long grass. Like it's just like,
yeah,
you're fine.
Your lie is fine.
Yeah. You just don't have a shot at the green.
And because there was a lot of shots where guys were hitting wicked hooks around trees and stuff like that and running
that
it up
JT
the green.
Hook out of the bunker.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I don't even
but
know.
But even
how
like 18, if you hit in the fairway, you can't even go at the pin on Sunday.
Because of those two trees,
yeah,
hey?
Those two trees are so old and big.
Yeah.
Like you got to hit a punch shot into them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was.
And JT almost murdered that kid.
Yeah, I gave him a glove or something after.
Yeah.
Just smoked him.
Oh, near death.
Man, if I was in the crowd, I'd just be like trying to wear balls in the arm.
Yeah. Or it just run over to the ball lying on the ground and just like as the guy walks up, you're just like rubbing your arm. Ah, yeah, caught me. Oh, man.
Do it on every hole.
Yeah, every hole. Or every errant shot. Just run to it, stand there and start rubbing. By the end of it, you got just your back pockets loaded with signed gloves. Yeah, I think, hey, you always got to be hustling.
Yep.
Yeah, so I guess we'll get into headlines real quick. That kind of wraps up Bridgestone. We got to get into PGA preview here, but I guess a headline would be there was another tournament that happened this weekend, the Barracuda.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, Andrew Putnam?
Yeah.
He won. Yeah.
Won, yeah.
Is that it? Is that
Stableford. It was Stableford. Yeah. He had a super high score like Smiley Coffin would have in a normal tournament. That was the winning score. I think it was like 35
that
over.
That meme about Stephen Bodich was pretty great.
Oh, yeah.
When it's like when you see your minus 13, but then realize
it's Stableford.
It's Stableford.
He went minus 13, minus 11 in Stableford. Like he was minus 24 dead last.
Yeah.
Drunk.
Our boy Dirt McGirt had a big day on Sunday, hey?
Yeah.
He was
plus 20 something. Went high.
Yeah. Anything over plus 20 in a day is great.
Yeah, I think
that's like 17, a 63 or something,
yeah,
probably.
17 was the highest one other than that, I think, and that was Putnam.
I think Chad Campbell went.
Oh, he had it over 20?
Over 20 as well.
Yeah.
Saturday or Friday.
But
I don't know why I know that, but.
Kind of would have been cool if that was a standalone tournament so we could talk a little bit more of the Stableford, but sorry.
I don't mind the Stableford.
Yeah. It'd be nice to play around like that every now and then.
Is there two tournaments?
There is another one, I think.
Yeah.
Do Stableford, but.
I thought Northern Trust used to be Stableford. I think that was the one, but I don't know if they have two now.
I think it's two like this one, like the Barracuda and
was Corrales?
No. Bryce Garnett.
Oh, yeah. There should be more match plays, I think.
Yeah. Just like more, just kind of the novelty events would be nice too. Because again, this week, what was JT's winning score? 15 under?
Yeah.
They are still getting these courses. It seems like there's always guys there that'll go get them.
Yeah.
Other headlines. We want to talk about Phil's commercial.
I loved it.
I still don't understand if it's a golf shirt or not.
Well, yeah.
He can wear it
for golf.
I know, but
he's worn it
all
year.
I understand that, but it's like if I didn't actually go because I have no interest in finding out what that company's about. But I have a feeling if you went on that company, it's not golf shirts. It's like dress shirts that you can wear anywhere, and he's just trying to, whether it's for accountants or whatever, like he's just trying to promote the actual shirt brand rather than it being golf shirt. I don't know.
Maybe just get one, tuck it in with a pair of shorts. 28 above day.
28 above long sleeve shirt. Yeah, socks and sandals.
No lid.
It's just the worst. Good on Paige. Paige, though, literally taking that commercial, putting herself, hitting a ball at the start, and now all of a sudden she's the one getting all the views for his commercial. And all she did was put a 2-second clip on the front. That's savvy. Savvy marketing.
Yep.
Gained some followers.
But then he was dancing during the round.
Yeah,
I was just gonna say that.
And he owned it too. Like after in the post round interview, like
does private lessons.
What's your name was asking him about it. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a weird guy.
His hair is really growing out. Hey.
He's letting himself go. Tiger's gonna mop up Thanksgiving.
I don't think so.
I think it's gonna be close too.
I'm gonna be. Putting...
Is it match? It's match play, right?
Yeah.
I would assume. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch, that's for sure.
I think so too. They officially announced it's, what is it, the Friday of Thanksgiving? Black Friday? Or is it just
American
that weekend?
Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's on the Sunday.
Oh, is it Sunday? Head to head with NFL?
Going got to be the Friday.
I thought I read somewhere that someone
makes sense to be.
I thought
Black
I read a
Friday.
Tweet saying someone's going to be flipping back and forth between NFL. And
oh, that. Okay. If they were smart, they'd put it on Friday. Yeah. Everyone takes that day off. I think it's that's the halt. Well, Black Friday, I'm not sure. Not up to snuff.
Isn't
on my
Thanksgiving
American
Thursday?
Thursday yeah. is because there's three football games.
Yeah.
But then I think everyone takes Friday off for shopping
prime
or not.
Time anyways,
yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
So, anyway.
Well, maybe it's on Thursday.
We'll talk more about that when we get to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's get into the PGA. Well, unless you guys want to recap the LPGA British Open.
Nah.
What's her face one?
Yeah, a girl one. Girl one.
Are you touching that? Or?
No, nah, what's her face? Nope, that's about it.
Ryder Cup?
Grills.
Coming
grills.
Up. Talking about that?
I think we're going to, as we get rolling, we'll start to, we'll get through this last major, and as we get into playoffs and stuff, okay. we'll start talking more about Ryder Cup. Build a little suspense. But
Sounds
we should
good.
Run into it here, so we'll get into the PGA. You wanna set the tone, Bruno, for the folks?
No.
Not really?
The Bellerive, eh?
Yeah.
St. Louis.
Yes.
Kind of a weird
wind's not a factor.
Kind of a weird place for a major, eh?
It is, yeah. Well, and this is the last year, because now
the
next year...
The heartland of America.
Next year it's moving into in between Masters and
yeah.
US Open,
May.
Right?
Yeah.
Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah.
Mother's Day weekend. So, because right now we're in like hot and heavy territory. Like the British was only, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was. Yeah. There was two tournaments in between British and this.
Yep.
So now we'll be evenly spaced, one a month, which would be nice. Yep. Move up the playoffs.
It's been held. There's been two majors here. One, the US Open in the 60s, I think. Gary Player won.
Yeah.
70s, maybe? 60s. And then 92, Nick Price won the PGA Championship here.
I read a fun fact that because Jordan Spieth's going for his career Grand Slam.
Yeah.
I think Gary Player had his career Grand Slam the last time at Bellerive.
For the US Open.
63 or whatever
yeah.
you're talking about.
Hmm.
Kind of a neat tidbit I read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun.
That's a fun fact. And I also read that it was supposed to be in 2008 or 2003. And 9/11 happened. And they canceled
2001?
The tournament. 2001. 9/11, 2001?
Yeah.
But
wow. There's the bad. There's
the one per episode.
here's my question with that. The PGA Championship would have been done before 9/11 happened.
It wasn't a PGA. It was like
Boom.
A tournament. It was a
nuclear bomb.
It was a tournament at... Hey, I didn't write it. I just read it. It was at this tournament. Like... It was, I think, the BMW.
Oh, it was supposed to be a...
Yeah.
Or even they canceled the playoffs.
Yes.
Oh, right, the BMW Championship.
Yes. It was not the PGA. It was the tournament
gotcha.
At this course. So it's something about they were supposed to do a tournament here at this course. I should have probably read a little bit more. I apologize for the content of this conversation. But essentially, there was supposed to be a bunch of guys.
And you skim the article.
Yeah, there was a bunch of guys that were supposed to be in this tournament. 9/11 happened. They canceled the tournament. Now they're finally back.
Gotcha.
Done. 9/11, 2001.
Well, maybe it was the Ryder Cup because they canceled the Ryder Cup that year.
Yeah.
No, it was
BMW.
Yeah, it was BMW.
BMW's at the end of the season.
Yep.
Yep.
Little par 70. I think it's like 7,300. Massive.
Just a long course.
Yeah. There's like four or five par fours over 500 yards. No thanks.
Yeah, pass.
The course is pretty dry, I've been reading. Around the greens, it's kind of dying away. I don't know.
It's got an Augusta feel.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, Augusta never dries out.
Yeah. But no, but I meant the course itself.
The layout?
Just a little bit about
yeah.
the course, yeah, the layout.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting... neat tidbit you were talking about before we started. Eddie Pepperell's the first man out
yeah.
on Thursday.
They did
Hopefully
that on
he's
purpose.
Not, yeah, get that guy out of the bar on yeah. Wednesday night.
Yeah,
Eddie, you're up at 7 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as his favorite drink isn't on special Wednesday night, should be fine.
Yeah, the British Open drunkie. Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens. There's a lot of, again, it's another major.
Storylines.
A lot of good storylines. Well, there's obviously the Tiger one, if you can figure it back out. JT's hot. DJ's hot. Spieth going for the career Grand Slam. What the hell's going on with Rory?
So
just all kinds of good stuff.
He's tired of getting second.
JT has one major, right?
Yeah.
DJ has last two?
Year.
One. DJ just has US Open.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 2 years ago US Open or last year's? No, Brooks.
2 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
3 years ago? 2 years ago.
It's crazy that Brooks has more majors than both those guys.
Yes.
But I guess JT is still relatively new to the scene.
Lots of people have more majors than those guys.
Well, yeah.
Martin Keimer.
Charles Schwartzel.
Oh, man.
Or no, does he just have the one? I think he's got two.
Ooh, I don't
Fact
so.
Check. Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, 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 ding. Ring the bell.
Fact check. Yeah, did he win? I don't think he won.
I thought he won the PGA.
No.
Charles?
No, just the one Masters.
Oh, didn't Charles? Oh, no. He was in the final group with
John Daly has two as well.
That's true. Mark O'Meara.
And Rose only has one.
Yep.
It's kind of a... And so the top three players in the world all have one major. It's kind of weird. Kind of a race to see who can get two first between those three guys.
Well, the top five player in the world doesn't even have one and hasn't even sniffed at one, so...
That freaking guy. He ain't gonna sniff at one this week either.
No, he stinks.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's out.
Charles just has a Masters.
Okay.
So US Open, his best tied. US Open was 7th, but that was the year that he was, him and Rose, we took him in our majors pool. They were in the final group and they both tanked.
Oh yeah, we were counting loonies.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Filling them. Took out a loan, filled out the bathtub and couldn't pay the loan back. Yeah. That's the story of how I lost my first house.
Still paying that one off.
Only one Canadian this week, eh? Adam Hadwin.
Dinged up too. Yeah, yeah, dinged up.
Rose is hurt too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Graham Dillette. Graham Dillette is actually qualified for this, but he's hurt.
Yeah.
So
what?
He is qualifying. He is qualified.
Because he was top 125 in the
in
the FedEx Cup 2 years ago or whatever. Yeah. It might even been last year. But it's like the top 125 guys qualified for it. Yeah. Crazy.
Wow.
So I don't know if that's a 2 year thing, but I can't remember. But yeah, he's in it. Got some pairings.
Some of these groups are pretty lit, hey?
Well, yeah.
JT, Rory, Tiger.
That's a pretty good one.
Okay.
And then the three champions this year are in a group.
Yeah.
As is Fatso, tradition.
Brooks, and Molinari. What a weird group.
Yeah, you got Reed, who's the exact opposite of being a fit dude.
Yeah.
And Brooks, just stone cold, chiseled.
And then Frankie somewhere in the middle.
somewhere in the middle. Just, yeah.
Just quiet. Pizza. Quiet guy, yeah. Spieth, Rahm, and Rose.
Hmm. That's an
interesting one.
Yeah.
Phil, Day, and Keegan Bradley. Why did Keegan get in that group?
Kind of like former champs?
Past winners.
Past winners. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is.
Okay.
So they must try to put all the past winners together, but like in their... As close to like current as they are, because what's the other one? Sean McKeel, Duffner, and
Y.E. Yang.
Y.E. Yang. So
yeah,
those are three past champions, but like the bottom of the barrel ones. That
where's Yang these days?
Just I have no idea. I actually did not know he still golfed.
That's something you should check.
Ding ding ding.
Should I ring it again?
Yeah, ring the bell. Ring the bell.
Ring the bell.
And we got DJ, Bubba, and Adam Scott.
That's a weird one.
Poor Adam's going to just be going first on the second shots all day.
But he hits pure long irons.
He does, yeah. And then Vijay, Patty Harrington, and Jimmy Walker.
That's the group of just they had three
leftovers.
Past winners leftovers.
That's the three leftovers.
Yeah. Like they put McKeel and Yang together. They could have stuck Vijay with McKeel and Yang.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
Poor Duff.
I'm really
I hope Duff does something this week.
Yeah, because I want to see the hats.
Yeah.
Y.E. Yang is currently 4 days of them. He's currently on the Japan Golf Tour. Hmm. He actually has a win this year on the Japan Golf Tour.
How long ago?
April.
Ooh.
But like, I don't think he's golfing very much lately.
No.
Like, this is
he's
some...
the Asian Mike Weir.
Yes. Yes.
Just gets to play in this because of his exemption.
Yep. Wow, that's impressive.
Threw him in there, eh?
Yep.
Mike?
Yeah.
I have to, right?
Mm-hmm. I wish he was playing this week.
I miss Mike.
He'll just be chilling on the couch in that green jacket. Come Sunday, drinking a bottle of red.
It's hot out here too, man.
Yeah,
we're gonna have good AC with that on all the time.
Yeah, Canada's in a heat wave right now.
Yeah,
and he's just AC pumping. Probably just stays in his basement for the most part.
He's got plaques up all over, just Mike Weir plaques, winning the Masters.
Yeah, his house
just
is filled.
Every plaque, yeah. Like the shot on 13, the shot on 15.
Yeah. You know those just
the your standard ceremony.
Your standard memorabilia picture. It's got like a picture.
Yeah.
It's got that white border and then like a little plaque. A
little write up.
Yeah, a little write up. He's got that all over, like all of them. He's the guy that's collecting. He's going all the Ducks Unlimited things, signing the cards, taking the max silent auction.
This guy's got no money because he just spent all of it on plaques.
On his own plaques.
Wearing disguises. So he...
I wouldn't even put it past him.
I still remember when. Did Tiger give him the jacket or did he give Tiger the jacket? And they're like, and Tiger called him Weirzy and Weir called him Woodsy. In the celebration. Like,
no,
that's just,
I did not see that.
That's just burned in my brain for the rest of my life.
Weirzy and Woodsy.
What year did he win? 03?
03.
I think Tiger gave it to him and then he gave it to Phil.
That sounds right.
I think that might have been what it was. So I think it was back-to-back lefties that won. Might have to fact check.
Wow, you guys are making me work today.
Masters winners.
So we really went off a tangent off this PGA Championship talk, but whatever.
Always happens with Weir.
Yeah, he's the guy. He's the guy that does it. All right, let me see what I can find here. What else you got?
I just want Ricky to win this week. Get it over with. Sick of it.
Did he have the mustache this week, or is that gone?
Got rid of it.
Yeah, he tried to figure it out, and it did not work. He didn't shave it. Did he shave it before the tournament, or did he shave it before Sunday? Because,
I'm not sure. I didn't see it on him all week, I don't think.
Hmm. Fair enough. It was Woods to Weir, Weir to Mickelson, Mickelson to Woods.
Nailed it.
Rowan Elf.
You know what we didn't talk about?
What?
Smiley Kaufman or Frowny Kaufman coming out and saying social media is a dark place.
Yes. Yeah. I kind of feel bad. But then he also posted a Wolf of Wall Street gift today of Leonardo DiCaprio clapping. And he said, well done, JT. So he's still using it. But yeah, he's just...
Just doesn't like getting raked
over the coals. Or articles written about him. I think Bronell wrote that article.
Yep.
Was it? I don't know who wrote it.
That's tame compared to some of the stuff that's out there.
You wrote it.
That guy.
I think I wrote it. Yeah.
Just looking at that Masters champ. Whatever happened to Danny Willett, hey?
Whatever happened to his brother?
His brother was the talk of the tournament. He stole all
Danny
of his...
plays in all these majors because he's exempt, but
doesn't
do anything.
No, he's...
just a random winner. I think,
Is he this generation's Mike Weir? Where he just keeps showing up? Just like Mike Weir's our generation's Sandy Lyle?
Yep.
We're kind of due for a random winner in a major, hey? Like a really random.
Yeah, like really random.
Yeah.
We gotta keep that in mind as we head into
like a
Y.E.
Yang
picks.
Random.
Oh, I got that random.
That random.
I think I got one. I think I got one as my dark horse here. We should probably just get into picks.
Sure.
What about the review?
Pick review.
Harv's right. Always eager for the friggin' review.
10-7-6 now.
So there was no cuts at the Bridgestone, eh?
No cuts.
So that helps.
71 is the lowest you can get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harv won again. His 10th week win. Because he had DJ and Rory.
You guys let me take him.
And Mr. Thursday, Charlie Hoffman, finished 53rd. DJ was 3rd, Rory 6th. Average of 21. Barely beat me, and I only had... My top guy was T17. But my worst guy was Molinari, 39. I had Ricky and Woodland at 17. 24 average. Lost by 3. Matty B, not so good. Day, T10. Tiger, T31. Pat Perez, T63.
I'm glad that pick didn't work out. I really am.
35
it was,
average.
It was looking good on Thursday. Too bad it wasn't a one-day tournament. Charlie Hoffman. But Pat Perez had a good... I think he shot 66 on Friday. 66, 67, but then just really? Straight tank.
Oh, on Friday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah, so not good. But anyway, let's get into PGA picks. Might as well go with the Harv getting DJ out of the way earlier.
When you got the horses, you ride them.
Are you taking them?
I'm pretty sure he said that last week. When you got the horses, you ride them. I think the exact same.
You got it.
Yep.
Ride that hot hand.
I hope you missed
DJ, first overall pick. Second pick, Brooks Koepka.
Oh, wow. Going DJ
off,
and Brooks.
Going off the board alone with that one. Jeez. Brooks Koepka.
Some people are going to be like, what is the point of this?
Leaving JT but, for the rest of us.
Yeah.
Eh? Well, yep. Can't have you guys really hound me next week for taking DJ and JT.
Yep.
So I'll take Brooks. We do four picks for this one, right?
Yeah. Yep. I need a mid and a sleeper.
Mid, who I think is going to be the random guy to win, Kyle Stanley.
Cool.
You're hoping he's as well back-to-back weeks, eh?
Coming off that second-place finish.
He's been pretty good for the majority of the year, I thought.
Oh, yeah. Not he's great, been, but he's been pretty decent. Good all year, yep.
That's the kind of guy who wins these things,
yep.
Kyle Stanley. And dark horse. Lots of people wouldn't recognize this guy if they saw him walking down the street these days, because he's probably gained a quick 80.
Yeah, he does. He has gained.
But Mr. No Practice Swing, Keegan Bradley.
Yeah. He'll
just be spitting and spinning that club all the way to a made cut.
He's added a couple chins in the last...
He does not look the same.
Couple months, hey?
Yeah, kind of looks like Stephen chin Bowditch.
He does.
Stephen Bowditch, yeah.
Well, doesn't have the eyebrows.
Yeah.
Or the mugshot. Nobody has those eyebrows.
It's super weird. How much weight he's put on, but hey,
maybe as long as makes cut, who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
DJ, Brooks, Stanley, Keegan Bradley.
All right. Well, since you didn't take JT, I'll go next, and I'll take JT. Hot at the right time, hopefully. We'll see. I mean,
can you go back to back?
Yeah, I don't know. I hope so.
No, Brooks went back to back.
Yeah, Brooks went back to back. So, yeah.
But
so.
Ring the bell. Has anyone won the week before and then won the PGA?
I actually thought about that. And actually, the other thing I thought about is, has the Bridgestone, like a WGC, always been right before a PGA? Like, it seemed like they had a lot of guys playing this week right before a major. Like,
yeah.
By having a WGC?
Because if it has been there, Tiger's definitely gone
back-to-back
weeks,
yeah.
For sure.
But I don't think it's been there.
Yeah.
It just seemed really odd that the WGC was right before a major, because mm-hmm. every guy
like,
was in it.
It seems like this PGA is like a week early, doesn't it? Like, isn't it usually ended August?
Yeah. It seems earlier, too.
I mean, it seems like it should be next week, not
yeah.
this week.
Yeah. Not sure, because it does seem a little bit too
I always
quick.
Thought there was a bigger gap between the British and the PGA than the U.S. Open and the British.
And then next week
and
they're
like
moving
it. It's like
the
same, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, next year, now they're moving it up, but yeah, a little bit odd. So I'm going to take JT. Then I'm going to take Tommy Fleetwood. He's T12, second, and T10 in the three majors this year. So
he's always up there.
Yeah, he's always like to. I'm playing for cuts here. Just trying to get four cuts. We'll see what happens. So I got JT and Fleetwood. I think Fleetwood might bust out into a top five spot. Then I got Cooch, old reliable Matt Kuchar.
Mm-hmm. Should be a cut
a
there.
Should be a cut.
Doofus.
Lovable doofus. Yeah, we haven't talked about him much lately, but he is steady as she goes.
He missed a cut at the Canadian
at,
Open, though.
Yeah. Team RBC. Just too much pressure on the guy. Too much pressure on him. And then for my sleeper pick, DK Darling this past week, only 0.5% owned in DK.
Hmm.
Rode that horse to a good money finish. Ross Fisher.
Yep.
I think he was T17, but T17 at that type of ownership is worth it.
Yep.
So for the folks out there playing DK this week, that's my little tidbit for you. Ross Fisher. Super cheap again. And I just got a good feeling about it.
He was up there in a British a few years ago,
yeah,
I think.
Well, if you look at his tournament logs this year, like he hasn't played that poorly. Like
nope.
He's been playing well, so he could be a random that comes out of nowhere.
I feel like Euros don't win this tournament very often. You might want to check.
Rory's
ding,
won
ding,
twice.
Ding, ding, ding.
I feel Rory's like won that twice, but...
Speaking of Rory, I'll start my picks.
Padraig's won it twice.
Taking Rory. Yeah, he's won here twice, 12 and 14. If the guy puts four good rounds together, he can win.
Well, I guess
any
he
tournament.
Stays straight.
Yeah.
He gets in trouble. Like, he takes terrible lines off the tee, like the shot tracker on him on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, he's trying to carry trees that you had no... Why would you even do that? Just hit it 10 yards left, right down the middle of the fairway.
Yeah. Just take a little bit off, maybe. You don't have to hit it the farthest every time. I don't know.
just a quick, nice, quick fact check for Harv. Kind of right. Rory, Keimer, and Padraig. Other than that, it's been pretty much Americans besides Day One at once. Y.E. Yang.
VJ.
And then VJ twice. But so other than that, that's since 1996.
Yeah. Wow.
It's been a lot of Americans.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any Americans, so I'm hoping that trend is bucked here. I'm going with Mr. Injured Justin Rose.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, he was second at Carnoustie with not even a great showing. The guy just is always up there.
Always.
My mid pick's going to be the zombie, Hideki Matsuyama.
Mr. Pause. Did you see that video when guys try to emulate his swing?
No.
Oh, you got to look it up. Like, they take
PGA guys?
PGA Tour guys.
And they're just shanking it all over the place.
And they, like, go, and then it's, like, so exaggerated because they don't know how to do it. So they'll go up, and then it's, like, a two-second pause. Yeah. And then, like, down, it's just straight off to the right or left, depending. But
I actually find Stenson's swing worse than Matsuyama's. How Stenson does that, like, he, like, starts back and stops and then goes.
Oh, yeah.
As compared to the stop at the top. Like, when Stenson swings, I don't know how you can stop yourself. Like, he just does...
A couple guys, like, even Spieth does weird things. He goes, like, forward and then back.
Hmm.
Yeah, like, I don't... Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you guys had something to say about Matsuyama, because I had nothing right now. let's blank. My sleeper is going to be Lahiri, Anirban Lahiri. T6 last week.
Is that the Muffin Man?
Playing good lately. Muffin Man.
Muffin Top Guy?
No, that's Barn Rat. That's
I get those two mixed up all the time.
Lahiri and Barn Rat.
That's Kierdek. Nope. Happy Barn Rat.
Yeah. Happy Barn Rat. Yeah, no. He's the Muffin Man.
A friend of the pod, I'll leave him unnamed, suggested that we have a random person make picks every week and compare him to ours just to see how we do.
Nice. Did he supply you with random picks?
No, he didn't. No. Oh. But we could start doing that. Like, could be anybody. Could be our wives, my 3-year-old, anybody. Just, like, pick just random names.
Like,
I think it was
monkey,
more of a shot at our picks being pretty bad, but...
Yeah, monkey spinning a wheel or something like that. Yeah, we could do that.
I mean,
Harv... I like that idea. Mail-in picks. But, yeah.
Let them take DJ so Harv can have them, maybe.
Oh, yeah. So these would be
DJ's off the table for anyone mailing in a pick.
I think we let them, it doesn't affect our picks at all. They just send in 3.
Oh, yeah.
And whoever they are, they are. Maybe they'll cross over, maybe they won't. But
if they just go 1, 2, 3 on the power rankings?
Well, they still have to follow the same rules.
Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah, so it's going to be a good weekend. I'm excited.
You won't be here, though.
Yeah. I was just going to say, before we finish up for this week, I leave first thing in the morning to head to Nova Scotia. And on Thursday at noon, I will be golfing the number one course in Canada. And it's going to be glorious. But it's also going to be winds gusting to 50 and rain.
Just ruining all the vids, hey?
Just ruin all the vids are going to stink. Pictures will be great. Videos, course review, it's going to stink.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. And great news is we get to, I'm back for the recap show next Monday.
Yeah, but you won't get to watch any of the tournament on Sunday.
Won't get to watch, man, I'm going there for wedding, so. Won't get to watch much, but I'll probably be hungover on Sunday, so I might get to watch some of the final round. And I'm on the East Coast, so it'll be in more of like a prime time, so I won't miss much when I don't wake up till noon.
Bingo.
Yeah,
I think it's win-win for everyone.
Yeah.
Anyway, but until next week. It's time to hit the clubhouse.